Thank you for choosing our top fiver. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Irv Mills. I just recently got Arch Top, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or so, and there was a special, $70 a month for 2 gigs, right? I'm sure you're familiar with that. But anyway, I wanted the bill sent to my house every month, which made it I think $10 more than what it would have been if I had just done it on a card or whatever. The reason I'm calling is because I just got a notice that my fiber has been canceled or is going to be canceled. I was waiting for a bill. I talked to somebody, I don't know, a week and a half ago. I don't really remember. But they were going to send me a bill.
What's the service address, sir? And I can look into this for you.
Sure, that'd be great. But what did you ask me?
What's the service address?
16 Town Road. It's in Mount Marion, New York.
There you go. Thank you very much. And you said your name's Irving?
Yes.
All righty. And what is the email address we have on file for you?
What is what?
What's the email address we have on file for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's imills6257@gmail.com.
Okay, let me look into this and see what's going on with the account.
Great.
So
Thank
it
you.
Is showing that we are in your account is in treatment right now, saying that it's essentially it's past due.
Yeah.
I'm
but
looking
if he had sent me the bill like he said he was going to, I would have paid the bill.
Okay, so yeah, you should be receiving that bill via the internet. And it doesn't look like you have any automatic payments set up.
No, I don't. No, I don't. That's why
okay.
I wanted a bill every month. I like to keep track of all that,
Okay.
Call it old school or whatever. But
no worries. So we do have an adjustment on file for $20, which took $20 off because you should have been on the promotion. So it looks like your due date for your previous bill was on the 25th. You should actually be receiving your next invoice sometime today. But we do have that past due balance of $79.99. So we can.
Go ahead.
That is what's past due. And right now it's like you it is saying that you are delinquent on the account by a couple of days. So if we can take care of that today, everything would be safe and secured.
Yeah. So again, why didn't I get a bill?
I'm getting
stuck with this late charge and everything. And
it
I'm
went
getting,
to your email.
Cancellation. It what?
It went to your email. The IMIL 6257. It went to your email.
The bill went to my.
Yep, your invoice for your bill.
Went to my email?
Yeah, your invoice for your bill went to your email.
Yeah. I'm just so used to the old, they send the bill, I pay the bill, I keep the check, I got it on file type of thing. I'm not a big phone guy, so this email, it's all.
If you
I
want
don't
me,
use it a lot.
So if you want,
is there any way that I can get a paper bill?
Yes, you can. I actually will set that up for you right now and actually send.
So what can you do for me? What can you do for me about this late charge and everything?
So you're not actually going to get any.
I don't really feel it would. I don't feel it would have been late if I had just gotten the bill like they said they were going to send me.
So there is no late charges. There is no late charger, so that's a good thing for you. So that's one of the things.
Yeah,
you just need to make sure that we can pay. And if you want to, I can actually take that payment over the phone today.
Can I put it on a card?
Yep, we can definitely put it on a card. Give me one moment. I'll get into there.
Yeah, sure. So, are you there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, now I owe you $79 from the 25th, right?
Correct, and then your next bill will not be due again until till right around Christmas.
Okay, so I owe you $80.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep, that's it.
And everything is good. Everything's good then. Like they're not gonna cut me off or whatever.
That is correct.
Great. Okay. Hold on a second. Let me bring my card.
Oh, what kind of card is it?
It'll be right then. Oh my God. It's a city card, MasterCard.
MasterCard, thank you very much. All right. So name on the card, is it Irving Mills or is there a middle initial?
No initial. Irving Mills.
All right. Zip code for the card, 12456.
Yes. Yes. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with the card number.
Okay. It's 5466-1605-1980-3025. And it expires on the 927.
927. On the back, what's the security code?
166.
Just to confirm, that is, it is 927 for the expiration date?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And you authorize me to process this payment, one-time payment of $79.99
yes.
at this time? All right.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll have a confirmation.
I'm being late.
No, I completely understand. Luckily for you, we don't actually have a concept of late fees here at Archtop.
That's great.
All right.
I mean, I don't make a habit of that. You know, so
it
bothers me when I. But you will always wind up paying more. So why would you not pay them on time? You know what I mean?
I completely understand.
Yeah,
I do have a receipt number for you if you'd like to write it down.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. That receipt number is 200-182-042-053.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Irving?
No, I'm good. That's really all I need. I'm concerned about that. Thanks for your help.
No worries. It'll take about a day for it to process to your account, but you don't have to worry about your service getting interrupted at all. You're good to go.
That's great. Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Bye. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.